What up, kids? Young Dylan,
it's your boy,
host.
Young Dylan, coming at you from backstage at the 2022 Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Awards. You may have seen Kids' Choice Awards before, but I guarantee you've never seen it like this. I'm bringing you exclusive interviews, behind-the-scenes footage, and 360 degrees of slime. It's gonna get messy, y'all. This is the Slime Cut.
On screen, green slime. Title, Nickelodeon. Kids' Choice Awards 2022, The Slime Cut.
Tom Holland, Chloe and Halle, Charlie Poop. BTS, Olivia Rodrigo, Chance the Rapper, Charlie and Dixie D'Amelio, Sabrina Carpenter, and more.
An orange blimp trophy is shown.
You'll get an exclusive look at Kid Cudi.
Kid Cudi's and Jack Harlow's music videos are shown.
Jack Harlow's biggest hit and all of your favorite stars are
shots of celebrities on the orange carpet.
Oh, and then I mentioned there will be slime and lots.
Celebrities getting slimed in the face.
1,000 slimes here tonight. This is the Kids' Choice Award. We got lots of slime secrets to spill. So, we better get started. Give it up for your hosts. It's Miranda Cosgrove and Rob Gronkowski.
Rob Gronkowski on a football field. He stretches and picks up a video call from Tom Brady.
Yo, Gronk, what's up, man?
What's up, TB? Wait, you're not unretiring, are you?
No, I just called to wish you good luck for the Kids' Choice Awards.
Honestly, I thought you ran a tight ship, but Miranda Cosgrove is kicking my butt.
iCarly? She seems so nice.
That's her. I gotta go.
Nice of you to finally show up, Gronkowski.
Oh, hey, Miranda.
Miranda Cosgrove appears.
The way of show penalty.
She hits Gronk with a shirt.
If we're gonna score 1,000 slimes today, we need to start now.
Okay, let's do it.
Gronk trains with a football. He gets slimed.
Pick up the pace, Gronkowski! We'll never get to 1,000 slimes if your top gear is slow-mo!
Covered in slime, he does pull-ups.
And that's one.
Miranda throws a bucket of slime at Gronk.
Only 49 more slime-ups to go.
He falls.
So long!
They are on the field. Gronk runs. Miranda shoots slime at him.
First in slime!
Gronk runs in place. He lifts Miranda up.
Cosgrove, what does this have to do with 1,000 slimes?
I don't know. I saw it in a movie once and it looked fun. Now keep lifting!
Gronk gets slimed. He jumps with his hands up, celebrating.
So, did we make it? 1,000 slimes?
Not even close. We still have over 900 slimes to go. You know what? You better hurry up and change. The show's about to start.
Do I have time to hit the showers?
No. Let's just do a wipe.
Miranda wipes the screen. They have changed clothes.
Oh, cool. Let's go!
They run in slow motion. View of the award stage. A pool of slime is in the middle. Gronk and Miranda enter.
Please welcome your hosts, Miranda Cosgrove and Rob Gronkowski!
They run to the front of the stage. Kids watch in the audience.
What's up? Welcome to the 2022 Kids' Choice Award!
Gronk waves. Shots of celebrities clapping.
Tonight is the night of 1,000 slimes.
This is going to be the biggest, slimiest party ever! Hit the air horn!
The stage lights flick. Closer shot of the slime pool.
All night, we're tracking our progress to 1,000 slimes.
Crazy high goal. Never been done before, ever. And as you guys saw, I already got 32 slimes. That's got to be a record. So who else are we going to get tonight?
To get to 1,000, slimings are going to be happening everywhere at any time. So be on the lookout at all times.
The stage shoots slime at the audience. Kids get slimed and disperse.
Splizza! To the count!
And just like that, we're up to 259. And we've got over 700 more slimings happening tonight.
Plus, all your favorites are here to pick up their blimps because you voted for them.
And you all get to play along and be part of the show with live votes at nick.com/KCA or the Screens Up app.
Now get hyped, let me hear you kids, louder!
Gronk cheers the audience up.
Let's go, kids!
Miranda claps.
Yeah.
All right, so let's kick things off. Here are five-time Grammy nominees, Chloe and Hallie.
Chloe and Hallie Bailey get on the stage. They wave and walk to a microphone.
What's up, Kids' Choice Awards?
Chloe gets a phone and records Hallie dancing.
Let me see.
Trust me, it's very cute.
Okay, my turn.
Okay.
Ready? Okay. Is the hair okay?
It's as good.
Hallie gets the phone to take Chloe's pictures.
It's all right? Okay.
Oh, yes. Woo! Okay, now let's get one together. It's giving...
Wait, we gotta get one with everybody, too.
Come on, guys. It's giving orange carpet realness.
It is, and pose. Oh, okay, sorry, guys. We just had to capture the moment. It's not every day you get to hand out the first blimp at the Kids' Choice Awards.
Now, here are the nominees for your favorite male creator.
Videos of the nominees are shown.
Favorite male creator, Austin Creed.
Welcome to Up, Up, Down, Down.
Mr. Beast.
We have a tub of pickles. It smells so bad.
Ninja.
That was cool.
Fall damage.
Ryan's World. Spencer X. Unspeakable.
Bro, it's stinky.
Chloe and Hallie hold an envelope.
And the blimp goes to...
They read it.
Mr. Beast!
Mr. Beast stands and goes up on stage. Chloe gives him the blimp.
Just started. That was fast. I thought it would take a little bit more time. Well, I guess thank you everybody who voted for me. And honestly, my mom has kept every award I've ever gotten since T-ball when I was like 3 years old. So I know she's gonna be super excited when I walk over there and hand this to her. And I don't know how this works, but I have a feeling I'm gonna get slimed any second. Yep.
Mr. Beast gets slimed. Young Dylan interviews Mr. Beast on the orange carpet. Mr. Beast is covered in slime.
What's up? It's your boy Young Dylan, and I'm here with the man, Mr. Beast.
Yeah.
Big fan.
It's a little slime right now.
It's all good, man. You still
slightly your... blurry vision.
True. So we're gonna play a game called Fact or Cap.
Okay, fact or cap.
So here you go.
Young Dylan gives Mr. Beast a sign with the words cap and fact written on it.
Feel like a yogurt shower?
Yes, actually.
Really?
Definitely fact, 100%. It does feel like if I jumped in a tub of yogurt. I also spent 24 hours in slime before, so I'm kind of used to it a little bit.
Oh, hey. So, you just said that you tasted slime. So, does slime taste like cottage cheese?
No. Cottage cheese has, like, it tasted literally like thick liquid. I don't know why I'm describing what slime tastes like, but there you go.
I mean, I never had slime all over me before, but like, I had it in my hands, like all the way up to my arm, sometimes
like
my face.
Like this? Just kidding.
Oh, well, you can do it.
Okay, there you go.
Yes,
have some
sir.
Slime. I've mostly wiped it off.
Yeah. Well, I have some real questions now.
Yeah?
So, what made you think of being in the entertainment business? How did it all start? What inspired you?
I don't know. I was 13. I kind of just did it for fun, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah, not much, really.
Okay, so do you enjoy spending the night with your friends, playing video games and stuff like that?
Of course. Who wouldn't?
Definitely, man. I used to stay up late yelling all night. I even got in trouble for it.
Yeah?
Okay, so what gave you the inspiration? Did anything inspire you, or you just wanted to do it for fun?
I literally started when I was 11, and I just did it because I loved YouTube. I don't know. I've always liked making videos.
Wow, me too, man.
Yeah.
Thanks for... Oh, my God.
Hey, do you know where the shower is?
With the shower?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Well, they're pointing that way, so I assume it's that way. Thanks for having me, little man.
Mr. Beast leaves.
Welcome back. The 2022 Kids' Choice Awards salutes all our first responders, represented here by the brave men and women of the Ventura County Fire Department.
Daytime. Two firemen hold fire hoses and squirt slime on kids and other members of the department. The firemen laugh.
Can you believe we already done over 400 slimes tonight? Only 600 more to go. I hope I don't miss any while I'm presenting. That's right, your boy's taking a stage with that girl Lele to introduce one of your favorite musical artists. No spoilers, but I might just throw down a rap while I'm up there. Hey, quick question. Which pose do you like better for my presenter stance? This one or this one?
Young Dylan poses and points.
Looks like I'll be making a game time decision. Speaking of game time, please welcome three stars who know how to throw it down. It's Nikki Bella, Bree Bella, and Carl Jacobs.
Nikki Bella, Bree Bella, and Carl Jacobs go up on stage arm in arm. They walk to a microphone holding an envelope.
Okay, so the nominees for Favorite Reality Show have wrestled our hearts into submission.
But only one of them will win the star-studded cage match and power slam the competition.
Who will survive and ultimately camel clutch the blimp? Get it? Camel clutch?
Carl looks at Bree, who frowns.
Yeah, no, we get it, right? Yeah. You know what? Let's just roll the package.
Videos of the nominees are shown.
Favorite reality show, American Idol.
No, I want you to really apply yourself. You need to be serious.
Kids Baking Championship.
It doesn't look the cleanest, but it looks like a butterfly.
America's Got Talent.
Destined to go!
Lego Masters.
Time's up, breaks down.
The Masked Singer.
Who is it?
Wipeout.
Oh, he didn't deserve that. Let's see that again, immediately.
Slime drips. Bree opens the envelope.
All right, and the blimp goes to?
They open the envelope and read it.
America's Got Talent!
The America's Got Talent judges stand up. Terry Crews hugs Simon Cowell. The judges go up on stage. Carl Jacobs gives the blimp to Heidi Klum. They hug. Howie Mandel approaches a microphone.
Wow! Wow, you should speak. We should have our host speak. We can't thank you enough. We feel like winners just doing the show. And we couldn't do it without the kids. Not only the kids who watch, but the kids that are on our show are always the best talent we have. We love you. Thank you so much.
Yes. Absolutely, the best award you can get is from children because they always tell the truth. Thank you. Thank you so much. Mom, we love you.
You guys are the best. I love you.
Gracias a todos los que votaron. Un besote.
Sofia Vergara claps.
Thank you very much.
Simon Cowell approaches the microphone. Shots of the audience.
Where is the star?
Terry Crews dances. Kids clap in the audience.
Please welcome from the show That Girl Lele, That Girl Lele. And from Tyler Perry's Young Dylan, Young Dylan.
Lele and Young Dylan get up on stage. Dylan high-fives a fan.
All right, Lele, it's time for our first musical performance. Let's hit him up with a little rap intro to get going.
KCA was popping. Watch out for the slime dropping. My bars gonna have you dropping. Dylan come through and rock you.
Right now, we heat it up for the show. Way up, that's where we going, and you know. So here we go. He too litty with the flow. Give it up for the guy, Jack Harlow.
The stage lights flick and turn yellow. Four women play trumpets dressed in white.
Mm-mm, 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 mm-mm.
Jack Harlow comes out dressed in white.
My nail tech knows how to keep a little secret. I don't wish for my success, I speak it. I caught a buzz and you did too, but you tweaking. I look like I've been getting money, how reeking. You smell me, that's LV. Walk around with my chest out of my skin smooth. I'm healthy, I'm in the mix and I'm handshaking. But most of y'all can't help me. Most of y'all ain't wealthy. Most of y'all just dress like it. I cut the vibe that y'all giving off. And I'm trying to make myself less like it. This chick got a look.
He touches fans' hands.
Let the bro test drive it. Hard for me to get excited. I love music and stress about it. My city haunting. I'm co-signing this wave. Coming up next, Dottie. Riding around in the shotgun of her Tesla. Hanging both of my legs out. It like, what's up? I got stakes and ain't too high now. Nah, I can't mess up. I like girls that's down to earth. So don't be stuck up. I don't take L's, I give them out and I chuck them up. First listen, they hearing this, like what the?
Fans record the show through their phones.
10 toes, that's my M.O. Fam over ground, that's my M.O. Close friends, I got friends that I keep close. And they let it go while I reload. Like, TSA just opened my book bag up and my chain hitting like King's back in his hometown when them wheels hitting, I touch down, they. I'm down low, I'm back there. Bow, bow.
Lights change to white and blue. Jack dances.
My track record's so clean, they can't wait to just bash me. I must be getting too flashy. Y'all shouldn't have let the world gas me. It's too late, cause I'm here to stay, and these girls know that I'm. I sent her back to her boyfriend with my.
Jack Harlow claps.
City talking, we taking notes. Tell him all to keep making posts. Wish he could, but he can't get. OG so proud of me that he choking up while we making toast. I'm the type that you can't control. That I would, that I made it. I don't clear up rumors. Where's y'all sense of humor? I'm done making jokes because they got old like baby boomers. Turn my haters to consumers. I make vets feel like they juniors. Say your time is coming soon, but look like Oklahoma. Mine is coming sooner.
Jack Harlow touches fans' hands.
I didn't peek in middle school. I'm still out here getting cuter. All these social networks and computers got these people walking around like that. I've been in G-L-A-M, O. And I can put you in. I've been a throw up the and I can put you in.
He waves.
I can put you in.
White smoke comes out of the stage. Jack gets slimed. Young Dylan interviews Jack Harlow on the orange carpet.
So how does it feel to be slime?
Actually, it's an honor. I can't even front. It's an honor.
Facts.
I was going to be mad if they didn't slime. In fact, I was standing there. I'm like, where's the slime?
Facts. So what inspired you to be a rapper?
I loved language. I loved writing when I was a kid. And hip-hop was just the coolest thing. You know, I was inspired by it. So I put the writing together. But it was always about my pen.
Bet, I feel you on that.
Yeah.
So, is there any advice you can give to me? Because I'm an actor and rapper. So, what advice can you give to me?
Just never feel like you got to figure it out. Be hard on yourself.
Bet.
Make yourself get better. Say, no, what could be better? Not, oh, I'm amazing. Say, what could be better? Just be hard on yourself.
Bet. Yeah. Can I speak to you a freestyle real quick?
Yeah.
All right, bet. They see Dillo, you keep flexing. Why you never take your watch off? 20 in my chain, fame, I never wear no knockoffs. You won't hear me speaking on no track if it's not law. Always stay on point because they'll connect and knock your dots off. Coming up, Charlie and Dixie D'Amelio are here. And hold on tight because there's more slime to come. Way, way more. Stay tuned.
Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Awards 2022, The Slime Cut.
Slime.
Young Dylan looks at slime under a microscope.
Where is it? Why is it? I know I have a lot of questions about this mysterious slimy substance, and I bet you do too. But today, we're gonna get some answers. Welcome to the Slime Lab!
He wears a lab coat and glasses. There is a container filled with slime and another with water.
First up, let's find out how buoyant this bad boy is. Does slime float in water?
Young Dylan pours slime from a flask into the water.
Sinks. Just like my dreams to someday live on a boat made of slime. What about a blimp? Can it swim through slimy seas? Let's find out.
He drops a blimp on slime and it sinks.
Maybe we should have used the submarine. Slime sure is, well, slimy, but is it elastic?
Young Dylan plunges a stick into slime and blows it.
That's a no. Okay, final question. Just how slippery is it? Yeah!
He drops slime on the table.
Let's go! Now, we're gonna take these.
Young Dylan drops candies and mixes it up with his hands.
Pretty slippery! Oh, slime can do a lot. But we know what it's best at. Turning all your favorite stars green. Let's get back to it.
The stage is shown.
This is the 2022 Kids' Choice Awards. Right now, the Noggins help us get tonight's slime just right.
On screen, an animation of a slime factory.
Here at Noggin, where learning is fun, we've been given the important job of testing every batch of slime for the Kids' Choice Awards. Slime must make the squishiest sounds. Have the stickiest texture and be a total and complete surprise! For more learning fun, visit the Noggins on Noggin. Clever name! Now back to the Kids' Choice Awards to see who else will get slimed.
Jules LeBlanc, Jaden Bartles, and Miranda are on the stage.
We're back, and I am here with Jules and Jaden from Side Hustle.
How's sliming going?
Well, we just got five more, so we're up to 416. Oh. Hey, have you guys seen Gronk?
Oh, yeah, we just saw him backstage.
He was worried he was going to get slime on his favorite tank top, so we came up with a fix for that.
Wow, that was really nice of you guys.
I'm coming, Miranda! Almost there! Wait, I made it!
Gronk comes up on stage wrapped in plastic.
Come on, you can't host like this. You guys have to unwrap him.
That's gonna take hours.
I got this. No kitchen supplies can stop me.
Gronk rips up the plastic and frees himself. The girls clap.
Impressive.
Now, they're nominated tonight for your favorite family TV show.
From Cobra Kai, please welcome Peyton List and Ralph Macchio.
Peyton List and Ralph Macchio enter the stage. She holds an envelope.
It is time to present the blimp for your favorite female creator.
All of these nominees are a mood. They're queens who slay online, their feeds are fire, and every post they make blows up.
I'm not gonna lie, they're low-key lit. Did I do it? I did it.
You did great. Roll the nominees.
Videos of the nominees are shown.
Favorite female creator, Addison Rae.
Hey y'all, it's Addison.
Charlie D'Amelio. Emma Chamberlain.
Ooh, look how gorgeous she is.
Kids Diana Show.
Yay!
Lexi Rivera.
This is the last joke I have on my sleeve, okay? Yeah, this is the last one.
Miranda Sings.
I will say, I'm pretty sure in Zoya they're literally copying me.
And the blimp goes to...
Peyton opens the envelope and reads it with Ralph.
Charlie D'Amelio!
Charlie D'Amelio stands and goes up on stage. She stumbles. Layston gives Charlie the blimp.
I didn't really make a speech because I really did not expect this to happen. I mean, after winning last year and it only being my family in the room and now getting to have all of you guys here, I am just, it's such an honor. I have the most dedicated fans that support me all the time, and I am so thankful for each and every one of you and my family and my team, and just, I love you guys so much, and really thank you, and please don't slime me.
Charlie laughs. She puts her hand on her face. Charlie walks off the stage. Young Dylan interviews her on the carpet.
Nice to see you again. I know you are so honored, man. How do you feel right now?
I mean, like getting to look into an audience of people that just give me so much support means the world to me, and I'm just so happy.
Yeah, I'm happy for you. So, I have this game called Fact or Cap.
Okay.
All right. So, slime makes the best moisturizer.
Young Dylan gives Charlie a sign with the words cap and fact written in it.
It's pretty moisturizing.
Okay. I never had slime all over me, but I, like, touch slime and stuff like that, so it's definitely very moist.
For sure.
Thanks. So, slime smells like green apple.
I think it does.
Yeah. Slime smells weird to me, like it's not from this planet.
Yeah.
Thanks. Slime looks even greener up there.
Charlie D'Amelio shows the sign side that says fact.
It's green.
Definitely.
Oh, yeah.
So now you can put that away if you want to. But now I'm on to the regular question.
Okay.
So when did you want to start, like, being an entertainer?
I was just posting for fun. And, I mean, just the people that connected with me, they are so, so supportive, and they allow me to do things like win a Kids' Choice Award. It's so incredible.
True.
Yeah.
So, who inspires you?
My family, 100%.
Definitely.
They're everything to me.
Facts. So, how does it feel to have your older sister by your side here?
Oh my goodness, I'm so proud of her. She's nominated.
Yeah.
It's a good night, for sure.
Definitely the nominated duo. I love it. It was so nice to talk to you, Miss Charlie D'Amelio. Nice to see you again.
Yes, thank you so much.
They shake hands.
Hi.
On screen, Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Awards 2022, The Slime Cut.
Slimes around the world. Viva the slime. Lady Liberty, love ya, mean it.
Shots of the seven wonders of the world being slimed.
That's slime cut.
Miranda and Gronk stand on stage next to a table. In the table, there is a watermelon, a violin, and cards.
664. Now that's what I call a slimecation. Hey, Gronk, what do you like to do when you're not scoring touchdowns or spiking footballs?
Oh, I've got a lot of talents besides spiking footballs, like magic.
Really?
Yes. Pick a card, any card. Look at it and put it back in the deck. Don't let me see it.
Okay.
Gronk picks up the cards.
It's back.
Gronk moves his hands around the deck.
Ah!
He throws it on the ground.
Your card's in there somewhere. I promise, Miranda. Yes.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
Yes. Oh, I also love to cook. Oh, my favorite.
Gronk takes the watermelon and smells it.
Delicious.
Boom! He throws the watermelon on the ground. It breaks apart.
Interesting preparation.
Oh, I also love music, Miranda. Oh, it's my favorite.
Gronk takes the violin.
Wait, no. Don't do that.
He pretends to play the violin while dancing. He drops it.
Bravo! You've really got layers, like an onion.
Yeah, onions are really fun to spike, too.
Well, don't spike our next presenters. From Cheaper by the Dozen, Gabrielle Union, and Grammy-nominated and multi-platinum singer-songwriter, Charlie Puth!
Gabrielle Union and Charlie Puth enter the stage, arm in arm. She holds an envelope.
What's up, Kids' Choice? I'm so psyched to present the blimp for your favorite breakout artist. It's my first time presenting. So how does this work, Gabrielle?
Oh yeah, no, it's really easy. We roll the package with the nominees, open the envelope, announce the winner, and then hand over the blimp. We got this. Wait, or do we? Wait, Charlie, why is the blimp all the way over there? Can you go grab it for me?
Why do I have to grab it?
The blimp is on the ground and far from them. Charlie walks towards it. He gets slimed and stumbles.
Oh!
Splat! Newbie! What are you gonna do? Let's take a look at the nominees!
Gabrielle laughs. Videos of the nominees are shown.
Favorite breakout artist, Chloe. Glass Animals. Jack Harlow. Olivia Rodrigo. Saweetie. Walker Hayes.
And your favorite breakout star is also your favorite female TV star, Kids.
Gabrielle Union opens the envelope and reads it.
Olivia Rodrigo!
On screen, Olivia Rodrigo, favorite breakout artist and female TV star, Kids. A video of Olivia is shown.
Hey, Kids Choice Awards. It's Olivia. I wish I could be there to accept these awards in person, but I'm on tour. Thank you so much for naming me your favorite breakout artist and your favorite female TV star. The awards mean so much to me. Thank you for all of the love you guys have shown, and I hope you have the best night. Mwah.
I'm so happy to see you again, and everything you've been doing, you've been killing it.
Thank you, appreciate
it. Killing it, killing it.
Thank you.
I gotta get one more hug.
Gabrielle Union hugs young Dylan.
Right now, please welcome a guest with a special message for all of you. Here's First Lady Jill Biden.
Jill Biden appears on screen.
As a teacher, military mom, and as your First Lady, I'm inspired by the resilience of our youngest generation, especially our military kids who are in the audience and watching tonight. Keep learning and growing and give back to your communities. The president and I are so proud of all of you. Tonight is your night, and in celebration of the night of 1,000 slimes, here's one more.
She throws slime at the camera.
We got BTS, Kid Cudi, and more awards, and way more slime. It's all coming up next on the 2022 Kids' Choice Awards Slime Cut.
A video of BTS is shown holding a blimp.
KCN Army for favorite music group awards. We're honored and so grateful to receive the awards.
This award is for you, Army. Oh, we are touched by your love and cheer.
We will never, ever stop trying our best. And we will show you great purpose.
Thank you, KSA, for the awards.
We love you, Army.
Woo! Thank you.
Miranda and Gronk are on stage. He is doing push-ups.
Welcome back. The slimings keep coming, even during the break. After picking up another one while we were away, we're now up to 667 slimings.
Oh, sorry, Miranda. I was doing 1,000 push-ups while we were away.
Great. So let's put your muscles to the test. I am challenging you to a game of cookie face. You got to put this cookie on your forehead, and then you win by moving it to your mouth using just your face muscles.
Oh, my face muscles are so strong. I never skip face day.
Awesome. Winner introduces the next presenters. You ready? Put it on your forehead.
All right.
Okay, and go.
They put a cookie on their foreheads. Miranda drops it and tries again.
Try again.
Gronk opens his mouth. His cookie touches it and falls. They drop it and try again. Miranda gets the cookie to her mouth and eats it.
Now please welcome WWE superstar Xavier Woods and from How I Met Your Father, my friend Josh Peck.
A marching band enters the stage, followed by Xavier Woods and Josh Peck. Xavier and Josh walk to the microphone holding an envelope.
And that was definitely an awesome
one. Oh, you mean the marching band?
Yeah,
they're with me. Let's hear it for them one more time. Come on.
But hold on a second. So You travel around with an entire marching band?
Well, look, I know all you superstar wrestlers have your own theme song, so I hired the band to play my theme song.
Okay, that's nice, that's nice. You know, I actually play a little trombone myself.
You
know?
Do you?
Yeah, yeah, just don't forget to tip the band.
Oh!
The band gets slimed.
Hey, look, you gotta keep those tubas happy. Now let's take a look at the nominees for favorite male TV star in a kid's show.
Videos of the nominees are shown.
Favorite male TV star kids. Bryce Geyser.
I know how to break the curse, but I need your help.
Cooper Barnes.
Seems like something a bad guy would make.
Joshua Bassett.
Can't pretend we ain't broken.
Luca Lujan.
1,000 girls paid $1,000 each to go on a date with me.
Rafael Alejandro.
Oh, well. I guess I'm just not Gamper of the Week material.
Young Dylan.
It's not a bird, it's not a plane, it's Young Dill so fly.
And the blimp goes to...
Xavier Woods opens the envelope. He reads it.
Joshua Bassett!
Joshua Bassett stands and goes up on stage. He walks to the mic and Xavier hands him the blimp.
Well, first I'd like to say thank you to Nickelodeon and for everyone who voted. Thank you so much. Thank you to High School Musical for creating a safe space for kids to see themselves reflected on the screen. And I'd like to spend the rest of my speech saying all the things that the younger me didn't feel like he had a voice to say. The three things I would tell him is, one, to speak up. Shame and silence are best friends, and nothing is more powerful than speaking your truth. The second thing is to never settle. Just because things are the way they are doesn't mean they should be. And we don't have to settle for love that is second best and not what we deserve. And the third thing I would say is seek safety. Until we all feel safe, we will not find peace. We must come together, parents and kids alike, to make our houses, communities, and societies safe. And we can do that through talking through this stuff. So anyway, mostly what I want to conclude with is lead with your heart. Be honest at all costs, and trust in the magic that you are. Thank you very much. I appreciate you, Nickelodeon.
Joshua Bassett leaves the stage.
They may be small, but they're making waves on the big stage. Here are the dumplings to announce some more of tonight's winners.
On screen, an animation of dancing dumplings.
There at the Kids Choice Awards to accept our award for best group in the history of the entire world.
Hey, that's not a real award.
Oh, turns out that's not a real award. But check out these other awesome real award winners. Yippee!
Favorite female sports star, Chloe Kim. Favorite male TV star family, Tom Hiddleston.
Yay, boom, boom. How you?
Favorite voice from an animated movie, Scarlett Johansson. Favorite male artist, Ed Sheeran.
Oh, wow. Cool. More. More.
Favorite music collaboration, Stay by the Kid Laroi and Justin Bieber. Favorite female artist, Ariana Grande.
Oh, wow. Awesome.
Favorite male sports star, Tom Brady. And your favorite global music star is Adele.
Congratulations to all the winners. This one's for you.
Musical.
Miranda and Gronk stand on stage. They have changed clothes.
The show so far has been nothing but incredible. There are people all over the world watching tonight.
You're right, Gronk. I heard there's a tropical viewing party at the Aquanick Water Park. The Dominican Republic and actor and social sensation Merrick Hanna is there. Hey, Merrick, talk to us.
Daytime. Merrick Hanna is at the water park.
Hello from paradise. We are having so much fun down here watching the show. It feels like we're part of it. Right, everybody?
The bathers get slimed.
Surprise! Now you're all part of slime history.
Did y'all see that?
On screen, slow motion replay of the bathers getting slimed.
They aren't the only ones.
Replay of the firemen sliming people.
I don't know about you, but I could take a closer look at this one too.
Replay of Charlie Puth getting slimed.
Okay, but have you ever seen 300 people get slimed in 1 second?
Replay of the audience getting slimed.
Or what about an unslimed?
Replay of Jack Harlow getting slimed in reverse.
Can we get a remix on that?
Jack Harlow getting slimed in slow motion and reverse.
Nice! But the slime doesn't stop there. We've still got over 200 slimes to go. Maybe these next stars can help us out. Take it away.
That brings our slime total to 783. We've still got a ton of sliming to do, though. And I could really use a pep talk.
Gronk appears with cheerleading palms.
Pep talk? Oh, I can do way better than that.
Gronk, what is happening?
We got slime? Yes, we do. We got slime? How about you? Give me an S. Give me a lime. What's that spell? Slime, slime, slime!
Gronk does a cheerleading dance.
You know, that actually worked. I feel way more confident.
And now, let's introduce the next presenters. Give me an actress! Give me the star of the new film, Hello, Goodbye, and Everything in Between!
She's just dropped her debut album. It's Sophia Carson and Jordan Fisher.
Sophia Carson and Jordan Fisher get on stage, arm in arm. Sophia holds an envelope.
How we doing, Kids' Choice?
Yo, what's up?
How we feeling?
Sophia waves.
Sweet. We are here to present the blimp to your favorite social music star.
Combined, these artists have over 1 quintillion followers.
A quintillion? Is that even real? It's like, how many zeros are in that?
It's actually all of them. Every single zero.
What? Okay, I have to think about that for a second. Let's check out the nominees.
Videos of the nominees are shown.
Favorite social music star. Dixie D'Amelio, Johnny Orlando, Addison Rae, JoJo Siwa, That Girl Lele, Oliver Tree.
And the blimp goes to... Can I get a drum roll, please?
Sophia opens the envelope and they read it.
I'm trying. It's the best I can do.
Here we go, Sophia. Okay, it's...
Dixie D'Amelio!
Dixie D'Amelio goes up on stage. Sophia gives her the blimp and they hug. Dixie walks into the microphone.
Hey, everyone. I'm shaking right now. This is... What the heck? Thank you so much for everyone who voted for me. Everyone, I love you so much. All my fans, all my supporters, everyone who watches me, you've been nothing but make me want to do this more, and an award for music is insane. Thank you, Charlie and my mom and dad. I love you all so much. Thank you for everything.
Dixie gets slimed. Slow motion replay of Dixie getting slimed. Young Dylan interviews Joshua Bassett on the carpet.
Oh, how does it feel to win a Nickelodeon blimp?
Oh my god, it's a dream come true. I'm so thankful for everyone who voted, and I couldn't be more grateful to be here.
Yeah, you did have some pretty cool people in your category.
Oh yeah, that's true.
So how'd you get started acting?
You know, my sister started doing musical theater when I was a kid, and so I thought it'd be fun, so I joined them, and then here we are, you know, 10 years later.
Definitely, so, man. Yeah. You grew a lot, man.
Yeah.
Nice to talk to you, man. Thank
Same
you for having
me. Man. Thank you very much.
Samuel L. Jackson appears on screen.
Here's Samuel L. Jackson.
Samuel L. Jackson watches cat videos on a phone.
Yo, what's up, Kid Choice Awards? It's me, Samuel L. Jackson. And as an actor, I take my job very seriously. I do a lot of research, which is what I'm doing now. Check it out. Hilarious. Why am I watching funny cat videos? Because I play a samurai cat in the new animated theatrical film, Paws of Fury, The Legend of Hank. And just for you, I brought a never-before-seen special first look. Meow! That means roll it!
The trailer for the animation Paws of Fury, The Legend of Hank, is shown.
Be a samurai.
Everybody always picked on me. I thought if I could be a samurai, it would change everything.
Sounds like you need a mentor.
But where can I find one?
Oh, get out of here!
You wanted to be a samurai.
Now go get him.
Oh!
When you come up on that lick, make sure you cut him in.
I've got to make this samurai thing work. Hey, this is the training montage, isn't it?
Sometimes you need a friend.
Don't forget to land on your feet.
We've got to wipe that town off the map. Assemble the troops.
Who knew an evil army could go through so many beams?
Oh my.
Paws of Fury, The Legend of Hank.
Shots of the stage and audience. Young Dylan appears.
Up next, we're unleashing an incredible performance from the one and only Kid Cudi. And you know, there's going to be more slime. Catch you back at the Kids' Choice Awards Slime Cut right after this.
Jace Norman and Unspeakable enter the stage.
He's an actor producer from Henry Danger, and he's the social media star whose name cannot be spoken. Make some noise for Jace Norman and Unspeakable!
This next artist has massive hits and keeps taking it to the next level with his music.
And he's using his positive vibes and lyrics to inspire the dreamers out there.
He's hitting the stage tonight with a classic and a brand new song from the Sonic the Hedgehog 2 soundtrack.
So let's turn up for the biggest kid in the room, Kid Cudi!
The stage lights turn red. Kid Cudi appears wearing elf ears.
listen, I know everything that shine ain't always gonna be gold. Hey, I'll be fine once I get it, yeah. I'll be good. I'm on the pursuit of happiness, and I know everything that shine ain't always gonna be gold. Hey, I'll be fine once I get it.
Shots of celebrities dancing in the audience. Kid Cudi's daughter appears. Kid Cudi and his daughter jump in the slime pool. Cudi and his daughter laugh.
Performance was lit! And it looked even better from inside the house. Actually, let me show you. Come on.
Phone videos of the ceremony are shown.
Choice Awards is about what you like. So, we decided to let the fans at home control the show with live votes. First up, Miranda and Gronk face off in an epic dance battle, and you pick the dance they do.
Do you want to see Miranda and Gronk go head-to-head doing a touchdown dance or a viral dance? Ooh, I don't know how you're gonna choose.
All right, vote now.
On screen, which dance should win?
Choose the viral dance.
Viral dance.
And of course, kids at home got to pick the winner.
Touchdown celebration. Miranda and Gronk dance with their teams.
Come on, guys.
On screen, who wins the slime crown? Voting chart to Team Miranda and Team Gronk. The timer stops.
To Gronk's team and even gave them a slime crown.
Gronk is crowned.
I told you it's on, Miranda. I'm the number one dancer in the house, baby.
You know we're trying to get to 1,000 slimes, so we gotta get a knit cast. Will the cast of Warp get the slime or the cast of Danger Force?
Let's see who you chose.
On screen, slime witch cast.
You voted and you chose Danger Force.
The Danger Force cast gets slimed.
That was brutal. It's Danger Force.
But don't worry. Both cast got in on the fun.
Warped.
Nice one. Very democratic.
The warped cast gets slimed.
That was crazy. But we still got plenty of slime to deliver. Let's see what Miranda and Gronk have going on the stage.
Well, that was 11 more slimes. But we don't have much more time to get to 1,000. Here, you take this one. We gotta get our numbers up. You hit backstage and I'll get the balconies.
Whoa, no, Miranda, I got you. My buddy in Chicago said he'd help us out.
Do I know who it is?
There's a chance you do. Take it away.
Chance the Rapper appears on screen.
Yo, it's Chance the Rapper. I'm here on 79th. At the amazing West Sky Elementary! Make some noise!
Elementary school kids hold slime containers.
Hey, I got a lot of kids here ready to slime themselves. Y'all ready to slime yourselves? One, two, three!
The kids slime themselves.
Wow!
Do you think we should slime Principal Dockery? All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1.
They slime the school's principal.
All right, total chaos and pandemonium here at Westcott Elementary. You're welcome, I'm out.
Thanks, Chance. That's how you put points on the board. But to get to 1,000, we still need way more. I'm going to come up with a game plan while our next presenter gives out the blimp for your favorite family TV show. Please welcome actress and music superstar, Sabrina Carpenter.
Sabrina Carpenter walks into the stage. She holds an envelope.
Hello, Kids' Choice. The favorite family TV show category is all over the place. You've got shows about karate, witches and androids, superheroes, supervillains, a little genius kid, and a woman trying to go viral with her friends. And you love all of them, so check it out.
Videos of the nominees are shown.
Favorite family TV show, Cobra Kai.
Hey, you're just swinging at each other.
Loki.
Tickets. Yes, here they are.
iCarly.
WebaCon.
Yeah, I say we eat her first.
WandaVision.
So you're saying the universe created a sitcom starring two Avengers?
The Flash.
Wear them down and drain their energy.
Young Sheldon.
Why is his life constantly better than mine?
That's a question you should get used to asking.
Sabrina Carpenter opens and reads the envelope.
And the blimp goes to... iCarly!
The iCarly cast stands and goes up on stage.
If you can't be right here, I'll do the same thing. I told you that I never would. Told you I'd change. Even when
it's
I knew
Choice
I never
Awards,
could.
Make some noise! Oh my God, we are so excited. Thank you so much to Nickelodeon and Paramount Plus, and especially you guys, the fans. Everything we do is for you guys.
Yes, and I just want to say it's an honor to be able to play a sapphic queen. Shout out to the sapphic girls! And hi, Mom!
Miranda holds the blimp.
Thank you guys so much. This goes out to all the kids who grew up alongside us all those years ago, and to my two favorite kids in the world, Rosie, Evie. I love you guys.
Mama made it.
You made it.
Millicent for Prez.
I just want to say thank you so much to all the original fans that made it possible, that stuck with us all these years, and thank you to the new fans and to this awesome cast I get to hang out with every day.
Also, by the way, I got a surprise for my kid's sister. She won favorite female TV star in a family show, so bring out another blimp!
On screen, Miranda Cosgrove, favorite female TV star, family, iCarly.
Thank you so much!
Miranda gets another blimp.
Awesome! Just thank you to all the fans. I can't wait to put these in my house. Thank you.
The iCarly cast is interviewed by young Dylan on the carpet.
Able to win a blimp on the reboot of iCarly.
Dude, are you kidding me?
Amazing.
How do you think it feels?
I mean, best.
It's unreal. Good.
Yes, sir.
That's
I like the energy.
That's the only word I can think of.
I like the energy.
It's really fun, and it's really dope that the kids and everyone still resonates with it, even though it's like more adult. So it's been a great time.
Facts. Now the OGs. How does it feel to come back to a reboot?
Oh, real.
Yeah.
Weird.
Something that's
a grown-up now, and that blows my mind.
In a relative sense, but he never aged, so now we've kind of met in the middle.
That's right.
True. So you guys won a blimp before when you guys were younger, so how does it feel to be back in the Kids' Choice Awards again?
You know what's funny? It feels smaller.
Feel smaller?
Because I've gotten so much bigger. I've grown so much. I'm giant compared to the last time.
Well, thank you guys for coming, man. It was so nice to meet you guys.
I can't wait to see you with old Dylan, because you're good. You're great.
No, for real, though. Yes. Appreciate it. I just thought you guys.
Jerry Trainer shakes young Dylan's hand. Isla Fisher appears on stage.
From the upcoming animated film Strays, actor and producer Isla Fisher.
She walks to the microphone holding an envelope.
Hello, Kids' Choice. What an incredible year at the movies. We had 3 Spider-Men in one movie and some of the most iconic cartoon characters of all time.
plus a fairy tale princess, and a movie based on a super fun ride. Now they are all going, guys, head to head in a battle royale for the biggest blimp of the night. Here are the nominees for your favorite movie.
Videos of the nominees appear.
Favorite movie, Cinderella.
This is gorgeous!
Yes, future queen, yes!
Clifford the Big Red Dog.
Wait, how are you so huge?
Disney's Jungle Cruise.
How you doing, Pants?
Space Jam, A New Legacy.
What's up, Doc?
Spider-Man, No Way Home.
Peter 1, Peter 2.
Peter 2.
Peter 3.
Peter 3.
All right, let's do this.
Tom and Jerry the Movie.
I will not let this hotel be ruined by a cat and a mouse.
Okay, guys. Get ready to scream because the blimp goes too.
Isla opens and reads the envelope.
Spider-Man, No Way Home. It's also your favorite actor. So give it up for Tom Holland.
Tom Holland appears on screen.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Tom Holland here. I just wanted to firstly say I'm so sorry that I cannot be with you this evening, but I wanted to take the time to say a massive thank you because you guys made Spider-Man No Way Home your favorite film of the year. Now, I just found out that I won one of these. But the most amazing thing about this is I also found out that LeBron James was nominated for the same award. Now, for me, personally, I cannot foresee any scenario in the future where I beat LeBron James at anything. So thank you so much for voting for me because this means the world. But in all seriousness, to my fans around the world, your love and support over the last decade has been honestly astounding. It's been such an amazing thing for me to be a part of. I really appreciate it. You guys, keep doing what you're doing. Chase your dreams. Be happy, be healthy, stay safe, and lots of love. And again, I'll see you soon.
He holds a blimp.
We had so many incredible moments tonight. I don't think I could even pick a favorite. Remember when we made slime rain down on USC marching band?
Replay of the marching band getting slimed.
Or what about when I got to do all of my slimy experiments backstage? I learned a lot. Like, slime. It's really slimy. And who could forget seeing Kid Cudi perform directly from the pit? He was so close, I could smell him. Or maybe that was all the slime. This whole show has been awesome, but if I had to choose my ultimate moment from the night, it's gotta be rapping live on stage with that girl Lele to introduce one of our favorite artists. He too litty with the flow. Give it up for the guy, Jack Harlow.
Replay of Jack Harlow getting slimed.
Don't worry, the show isn't over yet. We haven't quite made it to 1,000 slimes, but I think I know some hosts who can help us out. Miranda and Gronk, take us home.
Miranda and Gronk stand in the slime pool.
Wow, I can't believe it's over. 1,000 slimes, what an awesome show.
Not so fast, Gronk. We've only got 998.
Oh, man, 998, so close. Oh, well, we tried, but we're out of folks to slime. Good night, everybody. A brand new episode of iCarly is up next.
Look, I really appreciate the plug, I do, but we can still make it to 1,000.
Oh, splizzah. Who are we gonna slime?
Really? You don't know who?
Miranda and Gronk get slimed inside the pool. The audience gets slimed. Replay of the slimes of the night. Confetti falls from the ceiling. Miranda and Gronk are interviewed by Young Dylan. Executive producer, Michael Dempsey. Directed by Glenn Weiss. Co-executive producers, Gregory Sills, Magda Liolis, Andrea Parides, Catherine Rickey. Produced by Andrea Regalado. Audio description, Grupo Steno. Scriptwriter, Beatrice Palladini.
Can I get some fly?
You can get plenty of fly. Not a problem, man.
Dempsey Productions. GHS Productions. Nickelodeon Productions.